Raymond Hagen has been involved in the FFA for most of his life. He's been a member, a teacher, a Missouri State FFA executive secretary, and he's also the namesake behind the Raymond Hagen FFA Alumni Scholarship. Now, at the start of his FFA career, Hagen was lucky enough to attend the fourth National FFA Convention. Now, how he ended up there? Well, it's quite a story and only one that he can tell.
First national convention I went to, it started in 28, and I think it was 31 when I was in high school. I wanted to go so bad, and another boy in my class, he wanted to go too. And we went down, we knew a guy that hauled cattle and hogs and stuff to the market up there in Kansas City. We found him, and he said, I'm going to be going up there, and he told us which day. He said, you can ride me in my truck. And so we went down there that morning, and it was pretty cold and kind of windy and kind of snowy, sleety-like. And he had he was loading up his truck, and then he got it loaded, and he put a big tarp over it, all covered it up, all those cattle he had in there, and covered up with that tarp. And then he's getting about ready to leave, so we ran up, this other boy and I ran up and got in the front seat to ride with him. And he said, oh, you can't ride up here. And we said, what? And he said, I've got somebody else riding with me. And he said, you can ride back there with the cattle. I said, what? And he said, just get back there and lay across their backs. So he showed us how and got us back there, and we got across their backs and hung onto the rail on the side. And it was kind of sprinkling, but he had that tarp over us. And so we rode to Kansas City that way. It was pretty hard work, but we got there and got out and helped him unload. And then somebody there told us how to get to the American Royal. And we walked there and got inside. And I'm trying to shorten my story, but we got inside and walked around, and we found where they had cattle to show, you know. And we found one place where it was empty, a little space. So we laid there on the straw. That's where we spent the night. And then the next day we walked on down Kansas City and got to where they had the FFA convention. And went to it. And so we spent, I don't know, several days up there and sleeping with the cattle. We started hitchhiking back back home, but Princeton, and finally caught a ride with a trucker, and then he started going to highway that went to Princeton. He took on the one that went to Trenton, and kind of hollered at him, and he said, well, he said, I'll take you to Trenton. You can get a ride from there on up to Princeton. So before he got to Trenton, he stopped and turned off on a little blacktop road, and he said, I live down here, and he let us out. Well, there we were standing out there, a little sprinkly rain and cold, and we still wasn't to Trenton. So we got to looking around, looked down over the fence, and there's a big, long place down there, a little shed of some kind that cattle were eating in. So we walked down there, thought we'd sleep there, maybe. It was still dark, but it was no big bull. Scared us out, so we went back the road and laid there on the bank. And then we finally caught a ride to Trenton, and then finally caught a ride to Princeton. So we finally got back home.
We also want to wish Mr. Hagen a very happy birthday, as he just celebrated his 100th birthday this past March.